J.K. Rowling scolds police for documenting male rapists as women. By Paul Bois on December 13, 2021. Author J.K. Rowling continued her crusade against radical transgender ideology Sunday when she publicly scolded Scottish police for documenting male rapists as women. In her tweet on Sunday, the Harry Potter author shared an article from The Times highlighting the absurdity of the practice while reciting three slogans from George Orwell's 1984. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. The penised individual who raped you is a woman, tweeted Rowling. According to The Times, Police Scotland said that they would log rapes as being carried out by a woman if the accused person insists, even if they have not legally changed gender. The shift in documentation comes as the Scottish Government reportedly wants to remove medical checks for those seeking a gender recognition certificate and shorten the time people have to live as their new gender before it is legally recognised. Kenny McCaskill, the former Scottish Justice Secretary and current ALBA Party MP for East Lothian, said that the policy reaches the height of absurdity and poses a dangerous threat. As a lawyer for 20 years and Justice Secretary for almost 8, I've seen some legal absurdities, McCaskill told The Times. But this tops it all and is dangerous. It's physically impossible and is about dogma overriding common sense. Women prisoners are being harmed by this and vital crime statistics rendered useless. Gary Ritchie, Assistant Chief Constable, outlined to McCaskill the various different types of scenarios in which a male rapist would be regarded as a woman. Where a person born male obtains a full gender recognition certificate and then commits rape. Where a person born male but who identifies as a female and does not have a full GRC, commits rape. Police Scotland Detective Superintendent Phil Capaldi said the organisation will classify a person by the gender they declare and will not seek proof of biological sex. The sex/gender identification of individuals who come into contact with the police will be based on how they present or how they self-declare, which is consistent with the values of the organisation, said Capaldi. Police Scotland requires no evidence or certification as proof of biological sex or gender identity other than a person's self-declaration unless it is pertinent to any investigation with which they are linked, Capaldi added. J.K. Rowling recently made headlines when she called out radical transgender activists who doxed her family by posting her home address online. In the summer of 2020, J.K. Rowling said that transgender ideology could lead to the erasure of womanhood as we know it by denying the basic biological functions that differentiate women from men. If sex isn't real, there's no same-sex attraction. If sex isn't real, the lived reality of women globally is erased. I know and love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives. It isn't hate to speak the truth, she tweeted. Following her post, Rowling faced severe social media backlash, prompting Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, and Eddie Redmayne to publicly declare their support for the trans movement. Actors Ralph Fiennes, who played Voldemort, and Robbie Coltrane, who played Hagrid, have both defended Rowling. As criticism mounted, Rowling penned an essay about her experiences as a survivor of both sexual assault and domestic violence and argued that the concept of men becoming women erases womanhood entirely. It isn't enough for women to be trans allies, she wrote. Women must accept and admit that there is no material difference between trans women and themselves. But, as many women have said before me, woman is not a costume. Woman is not an idea in a man's head.